Occasionally inappropriate penis jokes. Wisdom of one.
He's got the sniffles.
Digging Habacobe.
Habacobe. Shaking, not feeling good.
That'll be fun for me to edit.
Yeah, what can you do? I was trying to think of something funny to say about weather, but there just isn't.
Three young men on a Friday night discussing the weather.
With their pants off.
I have Christmas sweatpants on, thank you.
Yeah, that's pretty good. And that one guy thinks you're hilarious, so that's good.
Yep.
Well, to be fair, he thought that one particular comment was hilarious. And it wasn't a joke. It was more like your brain wasn't working and it was recorded.
Yeah. Well, that was the thing I was laughing about. I was just like, it literally was just a moment of like, I realized that the thing I was saying was kind of pointless and not funny, so I stopped.
Anything that I've said that's ever remotely funny is literally just telling the truth and hoping everyone thinks you're joking. Okay, so the last I remember...
I rolled a 13 on remember.
Yeah, is you were doing unbroken eye contact squats with Thungren.
Oh, yeah.
Through the closed, locked jail door.
That's right, and then we, like, opened the door, and then, like, we got him drunk real fast, and he passed out, and
Can
then...
Can you smell the musk tonight?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, let me get it. Let me sniff that. Oh, yeah. Musky.
No, I don't remember. I don't remember the drunk part.
Yeah, we made him drink whatever River Dancer had in his pouch.
Oh, yeah, that's right. And he's still River Dancing.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, God, I forgot about that. Okay, that's good. So, yeah. The other Dwarven Guard is dead, right? There's one dead, one dancing.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. One is dead and one is dancing.
And his dying wish was to give me his pouch full of 10,000 gold pieces.
Okay, so Thungren rolls over onto the floor, kind of groans.
It's nothing. This is fine. I'm good.
And pukes all over the floor.
Thungren, hey, you should try some of these, like, you know, green mushroom bits that the flashy lady had. Oh, no! Where's the flashy lady? I wonder if she's okay. Do you think she's okay?
You love them and leave them, Dagon.
No, I don't. Crystal is still here, and I went to the end of the Wirth to, you know, find Thungren here, so...
Yeah, but you had to dump your flashy girlfriend right before you met your musky boyfriend. Do you not want them to see each other?
But I didn't want to. She's just still safe over there. You know, we'll go back and get her, I'm sure. It's just, you know, she wanted to stay there because there's like a bunch of those weird-ass, you know, other people that I couldn't really hide from because of, you know, fucking glowing pink still.
Previously on Wisdom of One.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, like, this entire monologue is me just trying to remember what the fuck happened last episode.
Well, so what are we gonna do now? I feel fine stuff.
What do you know about this place down here? I mean, like, how did you get down here? You should tell us a story, I feel like.
Dagon sits down and crosses his legs and looks up expectantly.
Okay, here we go. Character.
So, I was busting some heads of dwarven pipsqueaks. I was slaying like 40 or 50 of them, all a big pile of dwarves, and one of them snuck up behind me and sucker punched me.
Oh, man!
And then I woke up deep underground in a lake of fire in a boat, or that might have been a dream, I'm not sure.
No, yeah, that was real. Yeah, we took that boat and, like, you know, paddled through the fire lake.
You know, drunk Thungren sounds a lot like Dagon and has a similar recollection.
Or it's like a little runnessy.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, I have to give you this, Sean. You have had to do like 15 NPC voices and also when each of them are drunk.
Yeah, that's true.
Everyone gets drunk, that's true.
Yeah.
And multiple of them have vomited too.
That's the extent of our fantasy life is, imagine someone getting so drunk that they get sick. Wow.
And then, like, talk about penises all the time.
Yeah, you'd think we'd be running around and having boobs, but we haven't even discovered those yet. But we've fallen in love with everything else.
Yeah, wait a minute. What does that say about us?
And then this one dwarf, like, didn't have eyes or some sort of thing. It's like a black ghost or something. Come down and ask me questions about the system up there, and I kept telling him I was a criminal. He didn't really believe me.
Oh, man.
And I killed, like, 3 or 4 more guards, you know, just by looking at him really hard.
Yeah.
Because I work out.
I believe it. You kind of kill a spot in my heart every time you look at me. Especially while we're doing squats, you know?
That was pretty much it. I mean, they've been torturing me and stuff, but, you know, it's nothing. My own mom didn't do to me before school every day.
Yeah, that's really sad, actually.
So, should we, like, burn this place down before we leave, or should we just leave, or...
I wasn't able to figure out what they're even doing down here, so we should kill everybody, right? Or burn it down, or knock it down, or something?
Not to point out kind of the obvious, but it's, like, right in the middle of a lake of fire, and maybe it doesn't burn so well.
Yeah, we'll all die if we try anyway. There's, like, 300 of them.
Hmm.
Oh, Runnus, thanks for joining the conversation.
I got a little bit of Krodwugglem from the dwarf there, so... Now you're gonna have to tell the differences between our voices.
Well, look, I think we should track down the racist dwarf, because I feel like he's the part of the story that I remember.
So wait. Is like the little, you know, the little child there, you know?
Yes.
Hey, Runnus, do you know how to talk to these people?
Oh, God.
No, I've been with you the whole time.
Fuck, not Runnus. God damn it, Thundrin.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah, you talk to him by grabbing one head in one hand and one head in the other and smashing them together until you see sparks.
Oh, God. That's... No, I mean, this one is just a child. I mean...
That sounds great. If it gets dark, I think that's a good solution.
That's a terrible idea. Wait. Maybe Crystal can talk to the white creature for me.
Who's she? I've never been to that particular club. Although, I've been to pretty much every strip club you could find. Except this one called Backshaft.
Yeah, well, check out Crystal. She's pretty awesome. And then, so I'll pull out, Crystal.
Okay.
And then I'll, like, bring it out and go over to Kaylee and the little child and then say, like, I don't know if this is gonna work, but... Hi, my name's Dagan. What's your name?
Go ahead and roll a 12-sider.
12-sider. I rolled a 9.
Okay. In the far corner, apparently the cell area at the bottom of the stairs has not been particularly well maintained because you can see a series of spider webs, not like dense, like, you know, Indiana Jones type thing, but there's there are a couple spiders working there.
Aha!
And the crystal sparks up to life and goes... And now I forgot. What question had you asked?
I was like, hi, my name's Dagan. What's your name?
The white creature sort of tilts its head, and you can feel like this faint vibration in the air, almost like you've laid your head on something that is rumbling of some sort. So it's like bone resonance type thing.
Ooh.
And the crystal says,
the DM forgot to come up with a name for this creature. But it doesn't matter.
Yes, exactly. It doesn't matter.
But no, wait. Stick with me here. You know, there's a thing that I'm thinking, and it's my brain that's happening. So I usually like to trust my brain when it's happening.
You know, I think the best way to get information would be to dissect it.
Oh my god, what the hell's wrong with you, Skanky?
That's how we would know what's on the inside.
Jesus!
It can communicate its innards to us.
Alright, here's the thing I want to ask it. So all these dwarves here, you know, I don't know, maybe you call them Barbara Suta or something.
Oh, Jesus.
But like, how long have they been down here? And they don't seem to be treating you very well. You seem like you're all slaves or something. What do you think about that?
I think, A, who cares? B, we know all this already.
Okay.
But we can get a slave result, Keith. I mean, Skanka. Let's get a slave result.
Yeah, slave result. Yes, that'll be really exciting. What result are we hoping for?
A revolt, of course.
Yo, you stepped in dog poo. That's resulting. Okay, so the crystal
explodes,
emanates this vibrating energy. You can feel it, the vibration running up your arm. It kind of sounds, and then the small white creature vibrates back, and the crystal says,
"The creature now says its name is Pagasa."
Pagasa.
And she says,
"The evil creatures with the hairy faces arrived whenever time it was that Sean said it was the last time you asked this question."
Hey, wait, I can oogleg translate that from Sean. It doesn't matter, who cares?
She tells a story that they came down, the white creatures are a tribe, and they've always been sort of in conflict with the dark creatures, but never anything too outrageous. They would do little raiding parties here and there, but nothing too serious. They lived in the castle for as long as their history is. And so the dwarves came, killed their leaders, forced them to dig in the ground. And she escaped the notice of the dwarves and has been surviving by sneaking in and stealing food. And is essentially trying to find a way to get everyone out of this, find a way for everyone to escape.
Hey, guess what? We want to help you.
Do we?
Yeah. Well, think about it, Skanky. I mean, geez, we can figure out why they're mining all that purple metal bullshit. And then, you know, figure out all the ins and outs and, you know, I mean, she's sneaking in to get food and shit. She probably knows how, you know, we can maybe...
We can steal some of the purple shit and then let nature take its course?
No. Nature is, like, horrible and brutish, you know?
That's the way it's supposed to be. It's natural selection.
So she vibrates at you again, and the crystal says,
"That is a good idea, I suppose, but would you rather know where the evil blind dwarf is hiding?"
Yes. That is a thing that we... You mean the racist dwarf? What's his name? Shit.
I don't think we ever heard his name. He's the blind one.
Wait, no, it's like Salhustra or something like that.
Sehosta?
Oh, Sehostro, yeah.
Sehostro? Sehosta?
Destro? Is the Baroness there? Because, you know, there are people who have, like, written the whole story out for the movie.
Yeah, whatever, I don't remember what it was. I remember I had written out this whole thing with all this logic behind it, and then Keith was like, "I don't care." So...
Oh, you can't let Skankraw, you know, get you down, DM. I care about all the things.
Skankraw is such an asshole, he broke the will of basically God.
Oh.
It was Sehosto.
Ha! Sehosto.
Sehosto.
Yeah.
Well done.
Yeah, like, where does he go? You know, where is he at?
The vibration thing happens again, and it says,
"Sehosto walks through the eyes of the...
Tiger.
Of the bull."
And she points halfway up the stairs where the stones in the wall are, again, carved in all these intricate patterns. They seem sort of impossible how they fit together in cool puzzle pieces. But as you look, there are faces all over the place built into the wall.
Ooh.
And she's pointing at one that has horns and two eyes that are about waist level and an overall shape of a bull's head tucked into the side of the wall.
Hell yeah, I pushed the eyes.
Wait. I think maybe, you know, maybe we should meditate first or something, and I don't know.
I have all my hit points.
Not be almost dead, you know?
You're almost dead. I'm fine.
There's a crack of light that appears at the top of the stairs, and you hear very faint footsteps coming down the stairs.
Riverdance!
And you see flashing, bouncing off the walls.
Ooh.
And all of a sudden, the dark creature with the open face flashing lights at you is coming down.
Oh, yay! Flashy lady! Hey, guess what? I can talk to the other creature now, too!
Flicker.
Why would you want to talk to the white ones? They are stupid brutes and are filled with
candy.
They are filled with lies and they smell bad.
So we should dissect it.
Come on, that's not very nice, flashy lady. This one's just a child anyway. Besides which, she's helping us find the evil racist dwarf that's enslaved her people too.
That is true, I suppose. Hey, you appear to be severely wounded.
I mean, yeah. I don't feel great, honestly.
She pulls out a green mushroom from her whole satchel of...
Deegan holds up his green mushroom. Yeah.
Here, take some kurot before you fall down.
Oh, okay.
So you eat it, gain all your hit points back. Runnus and anyone else who's wounded eats all these green mushrooms. Everybody's all powered up and feeling strong. Almost like there's a reason for this.
What?
Hoorah for the Koorah!
And then she says,
now you must eat some foresaw.
And she pulls out red mushroom bits and hands them to everybody.
Okay, sure.
And then I didn't come up with a name for that one. Why did I not?
Because you didn't have the foresaw. Shit.
No. There was something there. There was definitely something funny there, but it just didn't come out.
Yeah, it was right on the foreskin of your tongue.
The foreskin?
Yeah.
That's what I heard too. Yeah.
That's what I meant to say.
So everyone eats red mushrooms, I assume. Everyone who does gains +1 strength.
Oh, hell yeah.
Ooh.
Which I know will help Skankra quite a bit.
Oh, totally. Everything I do is strength-based.
Presumably that's temporary?
Yes, for an hour.
Boo, yeah. I don't even know how to do that. I don't need it.
Yeah, don't bother, Skink.
So, ooh, that changes some things for me.
Good.
Fun.
And then finally, she says,
and you will most likely need some more fama.
And opens up a jar with black paste.
Ooh.
And holds it out to you.
Deegan, like, immediately gets on his back and on, you know, like a dog waiting for his belly to be rubbed.
I suppose this is my job, huh?
I mean, if you want to. I wouldn't say no.
And he immediately sticks his fingers in the black paste and starts smearing it all over your chest and back. And
ooh.
Now we need just a little bit behind the ear there.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm uncomfortable.
Can the flashy lady do the front side or something and you do the back side? I mean, that'd be kind of nice, right?
You know, there's like 100 people barfing in their mouths right now and one person going like, yeah.
Skankra, do you partake in the black goop?
Sure.
Oh yeah, Skanky, you can get my elbow and arm?
No, it's gonna be a hard pass. Hard pass.
that's not what you meant by, you know, partake in the black goop? I thought we were having a black goop party.
I take it back. I don't want to touch that shit for anything.
Okay. All right, Deegan, you remember what it does?
I do.
Okay.
Cool. I know what it does. I've listened to the podcast. I've heard your secret things.
It makes you look good, feel good, and get to know everyone around you.
Also, I'm less pink, which I have no feelings about that because I kind of like pink, actually.
Yeah, it's true.
But not being glowy is kind of helpful.
That's definitely true. And when you asked last episode whether you're going to be pink forever, I did look it up and the answer is yes.
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 Oh, that's awesome.
Amazing.
Until something like that happens again and perhaps changes your color. I don't know.
Oh, okay. So what you're saying is I should steal more shit from Skanky?
Yeah, pretty much.
All right.
Skankra, you push the eyes.
Yeah, I do.
There's the inevitable deep rumble of a stone door sliding, and the head of the bull slides back about a foot and then moves off to the right, and now you are looking into a tunnel.
Hell yeah.
Ooh.
Super Indiana Jones.
Hey, Kaylee, you wanna, you know, you and me go, like, stealth up ahead and just like old times?
Oh yeah, super. Yeah, let me just finish smearing this black stuff all over you, apparently, because that's what we're doing.
Oh yeah.
or something?
Oh, someone forgot my belly button!
No, that's all you, bud.
Oh!
Guys, it's been a really nice podcast. I retire.
She smears some all over herself, and then she says, let's go, yeah.
Yeah, all right. Let's all be quiet, you know, because I'm good at being quiet.
Yeah, super. But Skankra, Sean felt like we just kind of bull rushed past your choosing to do stuff. So did you want to do anything before we go off and get caught in the hallway?
Yes, I would. I would like to cast change self or change appearance or whatever the hell I did before.
Alter self. Mm-hmm.
Whatever. To look like a giant version of the white guys.
Ooh. Okay.
Interesting.
What are the rules of the spell? Is there like a success failure part of it?
I don't know. I don't even know what it's called.
Don't you have it written down on your character sheet? Because you're not taking literally every spell in the book?
I'm sorry?
Okay, so yeah, so you assume a different form. When you cast a spell, choose one of the following options, the effects of which last for the duration of the spell, which is 1 hour, and it requires concentration. So if you take damage, you have to do a concentration check.
I've never taken damage, doesn't matter.
You can transform your appearance. You can decide what you look like, including your height, weight, facial features, sound of your voice, hair length, coloration, distinguishing characteristics, if any.
That's a lot of unnecessary information. What do I have to roll?
Nothing.
Great. I look like a giant version of the white guys.
So now there's a very tall, lumbering-looking version of the white creatures there. Pagasa steps behind Runnus and is cowering.
Oh, Pagasa!
So she fell for it.
Aha! It's okay. He's not real. Just don't look at him. Yeah, I know he's real scary, but we'll protect you. It's okay.
So Kaylee says, okay, are we ready to go? Is everyone all powered up?
Yeah.
For no reason whatsoever?
Super powered.
Let's do it.
So let's move silently.
Ooh, I'm doing it. 15! Boom!
Oh, shit. Well, I mean, 11.
You go first.
It's not awesome.
All right, so you and Kaylee quietly and then not so quietly make your way down the hallway. It's very dark, but you can see some light up ahead just emanating down the hallway. And so as you get closer and closer and closer, you see that there is a crystal. It's a torch, essentially, but a stick with a crystal mounted on the top, wrapped in cloth.
I steal it.
But there is light just pouring out of this crystal, like bright, bright, white, sunlight-looking light. It's against seasonal affective disorder, and...
Ooh, I need that.
Yeah.
Is it full spectrum?
Yeah, absolutely full spectrum. And it is illuminating the room that is a vast crater, very, very large chamber, and the path that you're walking on ends where a bridge used to be, but is no longer. And there is a giant crevasse with hot, red-hot magma pouring deep, deep below. And across the far end of this cavern, you can see the other landing point where the bridge used to go to. There is another bright white light coming from that end. So you have a pool of super bright light where you are. Very bright white light, sight, might, guide, on the far side.
How'd that go for you?
Wait. I feel like maybe there's, can I like, try to meditate and shit and figure out how I can move through lights again.
Oh, wait! This is a plot point!
Yeah! I remembered!
I steal the crystal.
You didn't put the black stuff on, so I know your AC is still an 11, and I'm definitely gonna punch you if you try that.
Which crystal are you talking about anyway?
Yeah, right.
What do you mean, which crystal?
No. I want to take the light.
Crystal, there's only one crystal, and she's awesome.
Wasn't that great? I didn't even get anything out of it other than finding out I was going to get my ring, which I would have gotten anyway. Where's my superpowers?
I guess she just didn't like you that much.
She didn't need to like me. She just needed to love me.
So, yeah, I'm going to, like, try to remember how that... There's, like, the green chakra, and then I got to focus my energy on the green chakra, and then, like...
you know, do some other things.
So do you want to roll like an insight or a religion?
13.
You definitely have the overall gist of it. You have the various focal points, and you understand that the transfer of energy has to do with your concentration and then like this bearing down, pushing of energy.
Don't push too hard.
Yeah. Very similar to that. So you know that it's possible to poop yourself across distances.
Right. That's how you do it.
But you don't feel 100% confident. But you could definitely give it a try.
Your virginity is safe and sound because you're listening to Wisdom of One. Wait, I have a plan. Okay, so it's super easy. What you do is you tie some rope around the child.
No, I don't like where this is going.
They throw the child across and have the child, if it makes it, tie the rope onto something on the other side.
I mean, we could just use a grappling hook.
But the grappling hook won't know to tie it, and then also steal the other crystal from it.
Oh my God.
No, God, no. I'll just, you know, like, transfer myself over there, and then, you know, throw a rope back, which makes me think, why not we just throw a rope back already?
That's very optimistic that you're gonna poop yourself over. You don't even have any pants to poop at this point.
Yeah, so it'll just fall on the ground. No big deal.
It's actually rather far away too, though. I mean, I suppose you might be able to throw a rope if you tied it to something heavy, like
a child.
A child? Yeah. No, 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 Skankra, that's horrible.
So yeah, I mean, even if I do get over there, poop myself over there. I mean, how would you guys go?
Don't worry about it. I just want to watch you try.
We could cheer you on. Go, Dakin, go. Super.
I mean, fuck it. Why not? I'm going to try to poop myself over there.
Excellent.
Okay. I'm not at all nervous for this.
Now, Scott, you don't have to poop. The character poops.
Wait, what? Oh.
No, Scott. No, there is no difference between you and the character.
If you, Scott, do it hard enough, then Dega can do it. It's like the never-ending story. You have to believe.
Okay. All right. I almost feel like I need to, like, videotape this particular role. Because...
Nobody wants a video of that.
Nobody wants a video of my performance.
Three nerds, one cup.
Oh, yeah. God, no.
Ew. All right, so what am I rolling anyway?
That's a good question. How about a wisdom save?
Okay. You mean insight? That's what you mean,
right? Yeah, sure,
right?
Why not?
It's wisdom.
Yeah, it's pretty much, yeah.
Oh, look, he just animal handled the DM.
Yeah, that's right. Roll bear down.
Okay.
All right, here I go. I'm just gonna, you know, get into a squatting position, and then...
All right, good luck. Do well.
Okay. That's not a roll. Hang on. It went in the crack.
How'd you get not a number?
I rolled a carrot.
I rolled a carrot.
Hopefully you don't roll a number two. That's the really important one.
Okay. I kind of wish I went with the carrot.
Oh, no.
I rolled a 10.
Okay.
So you were able to transport exactly halfway.
Yeah.
Well, Skankra, very close. You are able to transport exactly half of yourself.
Oh, fuck.
So you step into this void and you push your hand through the light.
Yeah, I'm doing it.
You feel it happening. You feel it going on.
Holy crap.
But something is preventing you from stepping all the way through.
Mm.
But the air feels different on the hand that you've extended and the leg that you've extended. And you feel like you're about halfway through, but you can't walk the rest of the way through. You're kind of stuck.
I push him.
So like you're saying I pinched the loaf off prematurely.
Yes.
It's very unsatisfying.
And now it's going to be dotting your underwear for the next day.
It's gonna be markering.
Oh no. Oh wow. We just get better and better. That's what's happening right now.
This is what happens when you record too late.
If I get halfway through, am I just stuck halfway through, or can I step back?
Half of you is over there, and half of you is over here, and I pick up your entrails.
You don't know. You're kind of in two places at once.
This is very unsettling.
I'd say you're of two minds, yeah, but right. You don't have one to split.
You're in a quarter mind.
Can I push him?
Sure.
Done. I rolled a one, pushing Dagon through the light. I don't even know how that would apply, but does it mean I pull him?
No, you just pushed exactly on the wrong spot, and now your hand's halfway over.
He explodes.
That could have gone better.
About, like, half as much better.
So, Skankra, you put your hand on Dagon's shoulder and give it a mighty push with all three of your strength points.
I have an 11 strength. I'm a plus zero. Thank you very much. Slightly above average.
It slips off his shoulder and you stumble forward, and now you yourself are in this strange ethereal middle distance.
Ha! Even I can do it.
It's cold and it's weird, and you feel outrageously exposed, like there are things looking at you that you don't quite understand, and Cthulhu himself is starting to turn his global eye towards you.
You're welcome, Cthulhu.
And you pull back and you're standing behind Dagon and a little shaken and weirded out, and you notice that the smoke that's billowing out of your ring has changed from a purple to a reddish smoke.
Uh-oh. You screwed up your stupid ring.
No!
And a faint voice comes up through the ring, puffing with smoke, and says,
"You really suck, you know. That was awful."
You know,
your ring's gonna taunt you now.
Ring, you don't know shit.
I know where you stick your fingers most of the time.
In a dwarf reduction. It's delicious.
Yeah. Unknown what the consequences of that completely are, but...
Well, I'm going to ignore that entirely.
Man, it doesn't feel so good when they're saying bad things about you, Skanky, huh?
Look, I'll take any attention I can get.
Yeah, that's actually not a surprise.
Just because it's fake news doesn't mean it's not about me.
So that's weird. By touching Dagon, you were able to actually enter into the light space.
Oh. If you ever became competent, we could piggyback.
Yeah. Maybe I can, like, somehow back myself out of this thing, and then we can, you know, hold hands and everything. It'll be... really nice and, you know, friendly. And then we'll, like, you know, zoom over there as a team. But I gotta figure out how to get back. Give me a minute here.
Skankra, you disappeared, or part of you did, when you pushed forward. Maybe we can climb him like a ladder.
That's a good idea. All right, everybody climb him.
I guess I can be like a bridge. Why not?
I thought you'd never ask.
Oh, yeah. I'm a very strong bridge.
Oh my god. So who wants to go first?
Send one of the unimportant ones first. Send like Flashy Lady or something.
Yeah, so she grabs a hold of Dagon's left side. Let's say his left side's on your side, the right side's on the far side. And she grabs your wrist and starts kind of hand over hand pulling herself across your body. And she makes it to the far side.
This is...
holy shit!
This is really awkward, but here you go. I'm glad I could help.
Yeah, Dagon's useful for the first time ever.
She flashes at you, and the crystal, though much fainter now because you're farther away from the spiderweb, says,
"I really wish you wore clothes."
Oh, that's grim.
Oh, you know what? I think I'm going to get a pet spider. I think that's what... yeah, I'm gonna get a spider.
Although, you realize that the minute you do that, I'm gonna have to kill it so that you don't spend half of every episode discussing people's feelings.
Your ideas suck.
See? Yeah, Dagon, your ideas suck.
No, that's the ring telling you that you're a lame ass. You know, just you're not a very good person.
No, I've clearly interpreted the "you're" to mean you, Dagon.
Yeah, of course you would, because you're not a very nice person, and you make everybody feel sad all the time.
Thank you.
Your only good skill is deflection.
Yeah, exactly. Ha ha! I like this ring.
I think it's actually a pretty useful skill. Thank you.
Kaylee's able to get herself across the same way. She also voices the wish that you had more clothes on than you do.
Sorry.
Runnus has some trouble.
Just grab onto anything you can and pull.
No!
Yeah, right. He's climbing across your shoulders, but then it slips down, and he's just desperately grabbing for anything.
No!
And you feel his hand close in an iron grip around your
21st dwarf
ankle.
Oh.
No, 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 no. As much as I would like to see an illustration of that, we're not going quite that.
No. No. No, please don't.
Can I, like, reach down and try to grab him?
You are in this weird suspended animation where you are doing the Vitruvian Man, the thing from Leonardo da Vinci, where your arms and legs are spread.
Oh, that guy.
The Constipated Man.
Yeah, Constipated Man. Man contemplating cartwheel. So you can't move. So that's no good. Thungren makes it across, grunting and sweating and slurring, and the white creature skitters across your shoulders, no problem. So Skankra, your turn.
I commit suicide.
Hooray!
I support you in your decision.
Thank you. I appreciate this support. See, he's so supportive. I'm so glad I have my new sidekick. All right, fine, I'll go. What am I rolling?
You're gonna fall!
How about a dexterity?
All right, 11.
11. All right. Yeah, you get across. It's a little touch and go, feels kind of awkward and greasy, and probably wish he didn't put so many oils all over himself, but you made it.
Gotta keep the nice pink glow, you know, nice and shiny.
Can I set myself on fire to clean myself?
Unclean, unclean. Although, okay, that's bad news.
Just kick him off. We have plenty of NPCs.
Yeah. Well, you feel Runnus's grip slip, and he disappears off of your ankle.
No, Runnus! Oh, no!
I guess you should call him Fallus.
It's a Runnus Trippus Fallus.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I would have laughed, but... No, Runnus!
Oh, thank God!
Oh, no, shit! Well, does Dagon see him fall into the lava?
No, you can't see anything except the bright white, bright light, bright. Go ahead and do another insight.
Okay.
Save or check.
He's in the upside down.
All right, here we go.
Yeah.
Here we go. Doing it. Yay! 20. Not natural.
Okay, so you are suddenly free to move, and you realize that you can move back and forth, so you can either continue forward or go back to the old place. And it all makes a little bit more sense now. You feel like you'd have a slightly better chance if you tried again.
Yeah, well I'm like looking for Runnus.
Oh, no, he's gone.
Bye.
Oh, my God, Kaylee, I'm so sorry.
So, yeah, I'm going to go over to Kaylee, and I'm like, oh, I'm sorry, Kaylee. Oh, my God.
Kaylee, he killed Runnus.
No, I didn't. I didn't mean to. He just fell off my ankle or something.
He kicked him off into the nether space.
That's Skankra talking. You can't listen to him.
Yeah, I know him by now. We've been a number of episodes. Runny buddy, oh. He just disappeared. There's nowhere to go.
No. I mean, I remember back when there was like that dream that... There was this place where there's like lots of these white lines going everywhere, and maybe he just went somewhere else, like through a different light or something. I don't know. We should all just like keep looking for the other lights, and then I'll go in the light and then see if he's there or something.
Yeah, like you could try every light we find and slow down the progress even further. That's a great idea.
Yeah, we could spend another hour and cross a bridge.
That sounds super. Hooray! No, I'm sure he'll turn up. He always pulled disappearing acts here and there, so...
Okay, well, all right.
I steal the light crystal on this side.
Okay, yep. Bing. It's attached to a stick like a torch would be. Do you just take the whole thing, or do you pry the crystal off?
I pry the crystal off. I just want to put it in my pocket.
No, take the whole thing. We're going to need to get back.
I don't give a shit about that. I only go forward.
Forward, ever forward. So you are now on the far side of the bridge landing. There are two white creatures with spears that are staring at you dumbfounded because you just appeared out of light in front of their eyes and they weren't ready for Destiny.
Yeah, and also there's like a giant version of them.
Oh, right.
That's right.
Who's just a dickbag.
Skankra, roll and add your charisma modifier.
Oh, all right. 12.
12, okay. One of them drops his spear and backs away with his hands up in the air, and the other one pulls out a crystal dagger.
Okay, I'm going to use my ring.
Excellent. Let's roll initiative.
8.
11.
The white creature skitters forward and slashes at you, Skankra.
Hey!
But doesn't do particularly well. Will an 11 hit you?
That ties.
Yeah, so that's a hit.
Oh, you know what would have made the difference?
Hey!
Participating with the team?
Yeah!
So, 5 points of damage. Slash!
Oh, fuck. All right. Still alive.
All right, Skankra, your turn.
All right. I use my magic ring, and I send to the white guys, worship me.
What?
White guy, god of all white guys.
So go ahead and roll a charisma saving throw.
Oh, motherfucker. 9.
Okay, and then roll a d4.
A d4, okay. 2.
2. They both fall to the ground in supplication.
I'm less cool about this ring now.
You're pathetically grasping for self-esteem through tricking other people. You suck.
I like this ring now.
One of us has two worshippers, and one of us is being wiped on my balls right now.
Wow.
Bathe more.
Talk less.
All right. Okay, Dagan, your turn.
The fucking fight between a sentient ring and, oh my god, that's, yeah.
Hey, good thing that, you know, we're not being distracted and slowed down from making progress.
Hey, we have two minions now.
Are they just gonna do whatever he says now, or so we don't have to kill them, I guess?
They worship me, as they should.
So I guess let's just keep going, maybe? But hey, tell them to worship their weapons over to us.
No.
Why?
They're gonna use their weapons for whatever I want them to use them for.
Okay, I guess let's go with that, maybe?
Wait, I have something very important to do. Not to slow us down, but I would like my subjects to kneel before me. I want to take some of the black goo. I want to put it across their forehead like my tattoo and say, "Welcome to the Skankrasian Order."
Okay. They're still kneeling. They don't seem like they understand you.
Cause they don't speak the language, dummy.
It's all right. It's more of a physical intelligence. Spiritual. They are now the first two members of the Skankrasian Order.
Okay. Two very confused subjects. Awesome. Yep.
Great. All right. Now we can move forward. Forward, subjects.
Sure. Okay.
Like, I'm gonna just scout out the area, and it's just a tunnel, or what's going on?
Yeah, so the landing where you are, there is a tunnel that goes in where they were hanging out when you appeared out of nowhere, and then the tunnel goes immediately upwards, a very steep, smooth cliff that you've seen in the past. These white creatures can climb straight up a la Spider-Man. Clearly, that is the path. It's basically just a tube that goes straight up, and you can see a very faint greenish light coming from above.
Faint greenish light. Yeah, you mean up? Like, how are we gonna get up, though?
Carry me! I commanded them to carry me up.
So, Dagon's is gonna scout around for spiderwebs.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead and roll. So, Skankra, how are you commanding them to carry you?
I will gesture to them, gesture to me, mime carrying, and point up.
Hey, you want to borrow my mushrooms, Skanky? They seem to work really well.
Red mushroom, red mushroom.
Red mushroom.
Yeah, so, yeah, go ahead and roll mime show.
Mime show.
A performance, I guess?
Performance! Oh, shit! 22!
Wow, okay.
I have a +4 performance, no shocker.
Yeah, I suppose that's true. Okay, well, they pick you up. They seem shocked how light you are, given that you're a very large version of them, and they start carrying you up the cliff.
Come, subjects, follow me.
What about us? Maybe throw a rope down or some shit, or...
Yeah, when I get there.
This is fun. So I did, like, an investigation for spiderwebs, and I rolled a 16.
Okay. Yeah, you are able to find another set of webs, although it was very, very hard to see because, unlike standard spiderwebs, these ones are pitch black, and they don't even reflect in the light. They appear to suck up light. So they look like black shadows, but they are definitely a spiderweb. There is a spider, dark reddish spider, huddled deep in a crack, watching you with beady, hate-filled eyes.
Wait, is this like the same kind of spider that was like by the other spiders that were doing the other spider web where I could talk and shit?
No, this is a different species of spider.
Can I, like,
eat it?
Use brain power to figure out if it's bad?
Yes, go ahead and roll brain power. How about insight?
Yeah, okay. Oh, yeah, I like insight.
You know what you could do? Just do what you were planning to do and find out if it works, as opposed to go through 17 rounds of investigation.
I rolled a 10. Shit.
It's a spider web, but your crystal, the lights are coming out of the side of it.
Can I try to talk to the spider?
Oh, Jesus Lord.
What would you like to say?
I'm going to do animal handling.
Am I at the top yet?
Yeah, so think about what you want to say or do. Roll animal handling. And while you're doing that, Skankra, you are rising up into the tube of smooth stone. The green light is getting brighter and brighter. You crest the top and you see a series of tables with chemicals bubbling and a fire going on in the corner. There's an anvil in the center of the room, and there is a hunched figure that is turning to face you with a cowl over its face and a white eye on its forehead.
Uh-oh.
Good one, Skankra. Way to send, like, you know, the guy with armor class of a fucking 11, our weakest character, by himself.
No, he's not by himself. He's being carried by two minions.
That's right.
Yeah, which a high-level magic user, wow, high-level magic user wouldn't be able to just, like, reverse whatever Skankra's bullshit ring did.
Oh, what, now you're coming for my ring?
Brilliant plan.
Yeah, so dang it, what are you doing romancing the spider?
I ended up just rolling a 6, and I was like, hey, spider, can you, like, crawl up the wall there and cast a rope down or some shit?
There's, like, flashing and hissing and clicking coming out of the crystal, like it's trying to figure out what a spider communicates. And then a different voice comes out of the crystal. It's not the female voice, it's...
If you want to recover any of the data that you have just lost, send 30 gold pieces to the following address. You have 2 weeks to comply. If you want to recover any of the data that you have just lost, send 30 gold pieces to the following address.
Close the tab! Close the tab!
Putin?
Close that tab!
All your base are belong to us.
Shit. Then can I ask the child to bring the rope up? Yeah, I'm gonna ask the child to bring the rope.
So the crystal goes dark in your hand, and the child has no idea what you're saying because there's no more vibration translation going on.
No, no, crystal went dark.
She's dead.
Oh.
It springs back to life.
Send 30 gold pieces to the following address. You have 2 weeks to comply.
No! No,
oh,
this is terrible.
No. You need some Bitcoin, i.e. coins you bit.
Shouldn't have fucked with the dark web.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's funny.
Damn it. I feel like Scott knew that, but Dagan was definitely not knowing that. All right, well, fuck it. I'm going to try the mushroom puppet show approach, and I'm just going to, like, I have the rope. And I give it to the little child, and then I point up towards the ceiling, and I'm like, please.
Yeah, okay. Animal handling, not to persuade it, but just to get the point across. Or performance, whichever you're better at.
I like animal handling.
Okay.
Because, like, my performance is -2. All right, here we go. 5.
The child runs in terror.
No, we have a rapport. Like, we exchange names, and she knows that I ask questions and things.
Actually, looking back on it, you have crept her out on every interaction. She hid behind Kaylee.
That's true. Peekaboo!
Then she had to climb you through an alternate dimension.
You've come on a little strong every time, I think.
Oh.
Which is hard not to do when you are glowing pink and naked.
Well, yeah. I mean, maybe I should find some pants or a kilt or something.
All right, well, this is a good cliffhanger.
Oh! Nice. You stole the diamond from a concubine of a wizard who could read your mind. You got nowhere to hide, nowhere to run. You stole the gold from the dwarven graves, then got yourself lost in the caves. You got nowhere.
Thanks for listening to Wisdom of One. If you enjoyed our particular brand of nonsense, please leave us a rating and review on your favorite podcasting service. We can be found online at wisdomofonepodcast.com and on Instagram and Facebook at Wisdom of One Podcast. You can email us at info@wisdomofonepodcast.com. Stay tuned for the next thrilling episode in which Dagan and Skankrock get into a petty squabble about nothing, ignore all of Sean's plot points, and most likely wind up dead.
You stole the goblet from the Lizard King. Now you'll have to feel his elemental sting. You've got nowhere to hide and nowhere to run. You know you didn't have to take that fall, but you wrote your name on the wall. You've got nowhere to hide and nowhere to run.
You've got nowhere to hide and nowhere to run. You've got a charisma of 20, but a wisdom of one.
You stole a diamond from a concubine of a wizard who could read your mind. You got nowhere to hide and nowhere to run. You stole the gold from the dwarven graves, got yourself lost in the caves. You got nowhere to hide and nowhere to run. You stole the sickle from the lycanthrope's tomb, now you wonder why you howl at the moon. You've got nowhere to hide and nowhere.
You've got nowhere to hide.
could meet a real man one day, but here I am, a 20th level bard. You found a fighter, then he fought himself dead. You won a wizard, then he lost his head. And here I wait, a 20th level bard. Sorcerers all unleashed your charms. Barbarians sent a basket of arms. But still I wait, a 20th level